spiritual growth is achieved. We're looking at week three of Rooted in Prayer and Study, and how timely that is given the events of the week, as Verna was sharing. But spiritual growth is only achieved with passionate prayer and intentional study of Scripture. This is how we know and trust the heart of God. For the more we spend time praying and reading, the more our lives are transformed by the power of God. You see, the church is a place for everyone to gather and to hear the life-giving truth of God's Word, a place to unite our hearts in prayer and to allow God to move powerfully in our lives and around the world. The Bible was given to us to share with one another. And there is power that comes as we wrestle with the Scriptures together, interceding on one another's behalf. God loves us so much that He has given us ways to connect with Him and to know Him deeply. We want to thank you this morning for coming to church. It's great to be able to see so many people here and worshiping with us online as well. And as I said, we are in the middle of a sermon series called Rooted, where we have been discovering the benefits of developing deep foundational roots in the grace and love of God. And we looked at how rooting ourselves in sharing means that we look for any and every opportunity to tell others about the good news of Jesus, the good news of Jesus' life, His death, and His resurrection, and how we become ambassadors for God's kingdom here on earth. We talked about how rooting our lives in faith can transform and help us live lives that honor God and bless others. Our faith is shown to the world by the fruit we bear in our lives. And so this week, we will take a deep dive into being rooted in prayer and study to help us grow into the people God created us to be. Has anyone ever noticed your yard has become overrun with weeds and covered in wild grass or thistly plants? Or even a pot that there's supposed to be a flower in? Anyone ever see anybody's yard that is completely immaculate? That there is not a dandelion weed anywhere? Not ours, no. The neighbors though, they spend time fertilizing and applying a weed killer. And this one day, you know, maybe someone asked us if, you know, do you ever fertilize your yard? But when the fertilizer is applied, the result is shocking. Slowly and surely, the weeds shrivel and they die while the good grass in the yard flourishes. To have that vibrant and healthy yard, it takes maintenance. Weeds will always find their way in if we don't put in the hard work of helping them, keeping them at bay. Well, our lives are not much different than our yards or our gardens, because without proper spiritual maintenance, the weeds of sin will always find their way in. And so what we need is a spiritual fertilizer to help grow deep, to help grow healthy roots without the hindrance of unwanted dysfunction and brokenness. And believe it or not, the Bible offers practical, simple practices that can help us live this full life in God. And two of these spiritual disciplines that guide us and keep us connected to God are prayer and the study of His Word. Prayer gives us peace. One of the reasons that we find ourselves stagnant is because of stressful things that happen in life. There's conflict within our families, there's sickness, there's disease, there's overstimulation from social media, there's financial pressures. All of this leaves us feeling anxious and overwhelmed. But the Bible tells us we don't have to let these outside forces crush us. We've been given supernatural help. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Maybe there's someone who'd like to read that this morning. if you have it open. Philippians 4 and 6.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Amen. Paul invited his readers to let go of the anxiety and place their trust in God. He told them to be anxious about nothing, about anything. Told them not to be anxious about anything. That means we should give the big, the small, and the in-between things to God in prayer. All of it can be placed in God's hands as we let control, let go of control, and rely on the only one who is in control. Paul said our response should be prayer and petition as we offer our requests to God in every circumstances. Some of us possibly feel intimidated when it comes to prayer. Many of us feel like we don't know what to say or how to say it. It's not complicated or difficult. We can learn a lot from children about how to speak to and hear from God. I once read some letters that children had written to God to let him know what was on their minds, and here's what some of them said. I didn't think orange went with purple until I saw the sunset you made on Tuesday. That was cool, God. If you watch me in church on Sunday, I'll show you my new shoes. I bet it's very hard to love everyone in the world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I'm having a hard time loving all of them. Thank you for the baby brother, but I think you got confused because what I prayed for was a puppy. I think about you sometimes, even when I'm not praying. Please help me in school. I need help in spelling, adding, history, geography, and writing. I don't need help in anything else. You see, as funny as those are, God invites us to speak to him just like that. Like a child. Yes, Stephen, like a child. With the confidence of a child. With the honesty of a child. And through prayer, we are humbly admitting to God that we are in need of his help because we cannot navigate life on our own. Those of you who come earlier on Sunday mornings, you'll see us gathered around the table for prayer. And when the leadership team was formed, we felt it imperative that we all gather around the tables on Sunday mornings for prayer. Maybe more people should join us. Gather around the tables doesn't mean we have to pray out loud. Sometimes, don't we? We just sit quietly before God, readying our hearts for worship. Since this has happened, there have been more people joining us from the neighborhood at different events. There have been more people wanting to grow in God and solidify their faith. And I point it to the fact that we pray. We pray. Abraham Lincoln said it this way, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for the day. So being rooted in prayer keeps us from finding ourselves overtaken by the uncertainty of new things. It keeps the weeds of worry at bay. Another discipline that helps us grow is reading and studying God's Word. This past week, after an email was sent out about prayer being the center of the church, and Verna already alluded to this, Micah and I chatted, and then Micah chatted to Verna, and God had been speaking to Verna and Micah, unbeknown to each other, about having a prayer time throughout the week, where we are driven to our knees with the overwhelming conviction that there's nowhere else to go. That's a God thing. That is God at work in our lives. And if you are around on Wednesday afternoons, and if you're not around, maybe you should be around, because we're going to pray We're going to pray. We're going to pray. And Verna and Micah are going to lead us in that prayer time. And that's coupled with studying Scripture, because studying Scripture gives us wisdom. You see, God gave the Bible as a gift to help us live our lives with wisdom. And when we study the Bible, we learn from the characters on each page what to do, what not to do to please God. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Someone else want to read that? If you have it open there. Hebrews 4. And verse 12.
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.
It's a living document. The Bible is a living document. Put together by over 40 authors, over 1,500 years, and inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's alive, it's active, and Hebrews says that means while we read the Bible, it also reads us. The author says that the Scriptures are sharper than any double-edged sword that cuts us right down to the middle, to expose the true motives, insecurities, doubts. It searches us. It reveals those weeds that have crept in so we can uproot them out. And when we study the Bible, we give God the opportunity to work in our hearts, which plays out in our words and actions. Do you realize that we have here, as part of this church, four or more different Bible studies that are happening? Four or more. Are you involved in a small group study, a Bible study? Whether it's Monday night Zoom, whether it's online with another group, whether it's coming together at Tim Hortons as we share around the table in On the Chosen, whether it's the Believers series, whether it's something else. Are you involved in a small group study of God's Word? Digging into the history and the context of what was written provides us with life-giving teaching. When we study His Word, we find wisdom to how to foster a healthy marriage, how to deal with conflict, how to steward finances, how to heal from pain. And then these spiritual disciplines, they root us in godliness. We don't just wake up one day as healthy and whole people. It's a result of deliberate rhythms in our lives. It's a result of consistency of connecting to God through prayer, through Scripture, and through other spiritual disciplines. Paul wrote about this in Timothy. Someone want to read 1 Timothy 4, 7 to 8? Timothy 4, 7 to 8. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. You see, Paul was giving Timothy advice for how to root himself in the things that really matter, things that would have an impact on his life, both here in heaven and on earth. Paul called it training. And just like someone who wants to develop strength and muscles, they must carve out time to get to the gym and to work out. It's not always fun, but it's dedication. The pain is worth it because of the results that come from the consistency. We must make a point. We must discipline ourselves individually to create space for God through prayer and studying His Word. It won't always be fun. It will often be hard. It might cost us free time or sleep, but it's worth it to grow in godliness. It's important to give ourselves grace as we begin to make prayer and Bible study more of a priority. You may not be able to do as much as you would initially, but no one starts heavy lifting the heavy things, heavy weights, on day one. Anybody ever go to the gym and you've lifted the heaviest weights on the first time you went there?
No.
You definitely wouldn't go again, would you?
It would hurt.
It would hurt, exactly. It would hurt. Instead, you start out with the 5-pounders, right? That's not too bad for 10, what do they call them? 10
reps.
Yeah, there you go. You can tell I've been to the gym, can't you? Give yourself grace, because the results of your dedication may not be noticeable right away. This week, I want to challenge you to commit over and above your regular time of prayer and devotional space. Why not add 30 minutes onto that? We were listening to the news traveling in the car, and they were talking about all these Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus and Apple Plus, and how long it takes for someone to come to a decision about what show they're going to watch, because you can flick through it and look, oh, I don't like the look of that, I don't like the look of that, I don't like the look of that. Oh, maybe that one. Well, what about that one back there? And before they knew it, and I don't often pay attention to this, because he does it, that's why I paid attention. is the fact that it takes 15 minutes, an average person, 15 minutes just to find a show to watch streaming. Maybe I'll time you next time. Eight or nine, right? It takes 15 minutes for the average person to find the show that they want to watch on their favorite streaming network. If we dedicated that 15 minutes plus 15 minutes to spend in God's word and to pray, what a difference.
Yeah.
What a difference. Thanks, Stephen. What a difference God would make in our lives. If we stepped out of what we've always done. Nothing wrong with what we've always done, but stretching us further to what He can do. Choose the Gospel of John to work your way through. Pick up a different devotional. Start a prayer journal. Ask Verna about starting a prayer journal. And if you don't have a Bible that you understand, we will provide you one to start, which we've already given away 5 new believer Bibles to people who are on their way to being better disciples of Jesus Christ. And I'll say I accidentally ordered, but I thought I was ordering 4 more. I actually ordered 8. Let's just see how many people want to go deeper with God and knowing more about Him as we work through His word together. Either way, it's carving out time to train for godliness. So what gets in your way of spending time in prayer and Bible study? What gets in your way? Maybe spend that 30 minutes with God and say, Lord, you know, what is getting in my way? What is getting in my way? Why is prayer a good way to experience peace? Why is wisdom such an important thing? What is a practical way to make time each day for prayer and Bible study? I believe that God is calling you and I, the church, to go deeper. To go deeper. Are you willing to do so? Do you believe in the power of prayer so much that you are willing to do so? Are you willing to do so? When we come together for prayer on Wednesday afternoons, it will not be a gossip session. saying that right now. It will not be a gossip session. It will be a prayer time. It will be a prayer time, a focused prayer time. A focused prayer time. It will not be entertainment. It will be a focused prayer time. Because I have faith in Verna and Micah that that's what it's going to be. We are all runners of the faith together. And where two or three are gathered in his name around the tables, what power there is. And if you can't make it on a Wednesday afternoon, there is absolutely no reason that wherever you find yourself, it's better to come together in a small group, but if you can't find that time frame, why not carve that time frame out at home to have that focused prayer as well? I've said a lot this morning. Actually, I should rephrase that. God said a lot. God said a lot. And yes, I know it's not your typical Thanksgiving sermon, but I believe it's God's sermon, God's timing for us as his church. And we will together focus on prayer and discipleship. Rhonda and I sat around the tables on Wednesday morning, didn't we? And what a beautiful expression of just sharing God's word together, one-on-one. Growing in grace. Growing. Do you want to grow? Wow, it's quiet. Do you want to grow in grace? I believe you do. Go deeper. Scary, isn't it, to go deeper? Can't be scary. We're going to sing in a few minutes, "All Who Are Thirsty, All Who Are Weak." I invite you to stand with me as we sing this in a few minutes. And maybe just as an indication of your commitment to God this morning, maybe you feel God stirring your heart right now and saying, "Yes, I'm in. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for me. It's not about me. Do it for God and your relationship with him." Maybe you just want to come and stand and say, "I'm in, God. I'm in. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper." Maybe you want to raise your hand where you are. "Thank you, Lord, because I have the privilege, the blessing of going deeper." Not everyone has that blessing today. Look at Israel. Not everyone has that blessing. Not everyone has that blessing, but we do. And in God's help, we can go deeper with him. Let's sing it together as we pray together. And if you feel that you need to come and just say, I'm in, Lord, I'm in. If that helps you with your commitment this week, I want to spend an extra 30 minutes in prayer. I want to spend an extra 30 minutes in reading your word. Take away the time that we spend on social media and put it towards reading God's word. Oh, our lives could change. Even for the better. Let's just sing it, shall we?